She's got empires burning in her veins. Written by DEFCON 2 and read by K-Burb. This is a DC Marvel crossover fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationships between Kate Bishop / Stephanie Brown, Stephanie Brown / Ariana Zierchenko, and Stephanie Brown / Cassandra Cain.
Through the smoke, I see it burning like a ray of hope. I found the fire, now the ashes glow.
Chapter 1, Making It Count.
And now that I'm away, I'm not afraid. I'm letting go tonight.
The thing about interdimensional travel is, it sucks. It's exhausting and bewildering, and there's only so many times that you can run into an evil, bleeding zombie version of yourself before it starts to become a little demoralizing. But in the grand scheme of things, in the list of crazy, wonderful, life-changing shit that this life has brought her, just this once, she's gonna have to hand it to interdimensional travel. This one's a winner. She so owes America a fruit basket for this. Maybe a muffin basket. Muffin and fruit? Whatever, she'll work on it. Add it to the list. Kate's out of breath, but she keeps running and running, bow strapped across her back. Leaping from rooftop to rooftop, and she's being chased, yeah, but it's the good kind of chase. The one where she really, really wants to get caught. Not just yet, though. Kate stops at a vantage point, looking down at her pursuer, who is a sight in Kevlar and purple. Sorry, eggplant, whatever that means. Blonde hair streaming out from beneath an imposing cowl. Hands on hips, and the curl of a smirk the only thing giving her away. As the inscrutable whiteout lenses stare up at Kate. Catch me if you can, BG, Kate calls out cheerfully. Only, I'm starting to think that maybe you can't. Big talk, Hawkeye, Batgirl calls up. You still gonna talk big when I catch up to you? Oh, BG, Kate drawls. That depends on what you plan to do to me when you do. Batgirl laughs. Bright and loud as a bell, conjuring up memories of last night that have been lingering in the back of her mind all day. Batgirl shoving her back against a wall and kissing her, biting her lip hard enough to bruise, and that only made it hotter, better. Both of them suited up and the friction was killing them, yeah, but they still took their time with it, made it count. Kate shakes herself, forcing herself back into the here and now. Batgirl is still staring up at her, expectant, so Kate tosses her a saucy wave and then she's off and running again. She doesn't know how long she's going to be here, but hell if she's not gonna make every second count. Chapter 2, Constellations.
Take down our empire. 'Cause we found strength in each other's souls. We built this up.
Ariana has freckles. It's not like Steph didn't know that. It's not like she didn't realize. It's just that Ariana has so many freckles and she's seeing them up close now. And she keeps getting distracted. Keeps thinking about tracing them from point A to B to C. The constellation from Ariana's lips to her nose to her eyes. And there was something she wanted to do here. But for the life of her, she can't seem to remember what it was. Hey, Batgirl, Ariana says, huffing a laugh. You still with me? And she is warm and close and that's right. Big moment. First kisses. Score rising in the background. Right. Steps on it. Batgirl ready, kissing on the horizon. Yep, square deal, staying on target, Steph says, and she's pretty sure that she meant for it to come out quippy, but she's also pretty sure that she completely missed the mark. She doesn't have the time to worry about it, though, because then Ariana is kissing her, soft but intent and purposeful, Ariana's hands tangling in Steph's long blonde hair, and Ariana's eyes must have slipped shut, but Steph's are wide open, and all she can see is stars. Chapter 3, Pinstripes.
Cause we found strength in each other's souls. We built this
up. There are a couple of things that Stephanie Brown knows for certain. She knows that her dad is a scumbag. She knows that the coffee shop two blocks away is leagues better than the one just downstairs. But without fail, she'll never bring herself to make the extra trip. And every time, she'll sigh a little, disappointed at the inferiority of her daily latte. She knows that life as a defense attorney who takes on maybe way more pro bono cases than she should is going to A, give her gray hairs one day, and B, possibly kill her, but that C, she wouldn't trade it for the world. And she knows that Cassandra Wayne looks smoking hot in her pinstripe pantsuit. Bruce Wayne's only daughter, a sharp but quiet businesswoman who has always taken a certain interest in community projects and helping Gotham's downtrodden, is not an infrequent visitor to the courthouse when certain special interest cases pop up. Down on their luck, citizens wrongfully accused, big-name corporations firing without due cause, sexual harassment cases, you name it, she's there, sitting in the back of the courtroom watching the proceedings with a firm, assessing gaze. Steph wants to know why. She wants to know a lot of things. Steph steels herself, smoothing her hands down the sides of her purple pencil skirt, and makes her way over to Miss Wayne. She's got a girl to ask on a date. The end.
See your light. I know it's coming and I'm terrified. No more defenses here to hide behind.